Back here on the Rough's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix from 5 to 6. And, of course, your local State Farm agent is Maurice Brunson. He assists Evansville, Newburgh, and the surrounding area with license in Indiana and in Kentucky. Now, Maurice wants to help you manage the risks of everyday life and recover from the unexpected. Pick up the phone and give Maurice Brunson a call, 812-422-8144. Again, that's 812-422-8144 for a free home, auto, renter, or life insurance quote. Plus, you can find Maurice at his office on the north side on West Mill Road. So, yesterday was week one of the NFL preseason, at least for the Indianapolis Colts. And we talked about the game yesterday. They played the Ravens, a 6 o'clock kick. We were getting you ready for it. 24-16, they lose. It's a Seamer's Glass score check. Seamer's Glass, celebrating 80 years of service in Jasper, Princeton, and in Evansville. Call Seamer's Glass, 812-422-4149. Again, 812-422-4149 for a cracked windshield or anything around the house. What did I say about this game yesterday? If you're an avid listener of the show on either the app, the website, or the radio frequency, you remember. I said, this is not win-now season. This is position battle season, and this is don't-get-hurt season. And what happened? In the biggest, most important position battle, not only on the team, but maybe in the entire NFL, because how many true quarterback competitions are there in this year? You have whatever's happening in Cleveland, but I think Joe Flacco is going to end up being the starting quarterback there. And you have Indianapolis. No one knows who the starting quarterback is going to be here. And we need these preseason games to tell us. Now, of course, it doesn't help when one of these quarterbacks goes down with an injury, which is exactly what happened yesterday. Anthony Richardson, a pinky injury on his throwing hand, dislocated finger. Okay, that's the bad news. The bad news is he left the game prematurely. The script, and you can script these things in the preseason because winning doesn't matter. Position battles and health does. So Shane Steichen had a plan. The script was Anthony Richardson will start the first preseason game. He'll play a quarter and a half, and then the remainder of the first half will be played by Daniel Jones. Those two will flip roles in the second preseason game, and then they'll figure it out from there. Well, Anthony Richardson only got to throw three passes. He completed two of them for 21 yards before going down with a dislocated pinky finger. And so Daniel Jones got more run, and we'll talk about how he played in a minute. But what really stinks is that we always say best ability is availability. Richardson has been injured before. It's kind of become a part of him. Is he injury prone at this point? Well, that's a separate conversation as well. But when he loses those reps, he loses the opportunity to show Shane Steichen just what he can do for this team. Now, you can tell me, hey, Brad, he's had 2 years to show the Colts coaches, front office, and fans what he can do. But this is different because now it's year three. And year three is when rubber meets the road for so many of these young quarterbacks. It's also different because this is the first time that he's really competing for the job. Joe Flacco was in the room, but that was always to be a mentor and a backup to Anthony Richardson. Well, now he's here really fighting for his NFL future. 2 of 3, 21 yards, took a sack, and that sack ended up being the last play of the day for Anthony Richardson. That's all the bad news. Here's the good news. He's fine. He's going to be okay. X-rays came back clean. It's just a dislocated pinky finger. They've already replaced it. And I'm hearing rumors that Richardson could be back as early as tomorrow. Now, will that happen? I don't know. We'll see. But what I do know is this is not the end for Anthony Richardson. It's not a big deal for Anthony Richardson, you would hope. But what does end up happening is Daniel Jones takes his reps. Now, we knew Daniel Jones was going to play. We knew Anthony Richardson was set to play in the second preseason game. What does this mean for the second preseason game? Will Anthony Richardson get more reps than he was slated to in preseason game number two just to even it out? That's a TBD. And I hope he does, just to make this quarterback competition as fair as possible. So, Richardson goes down early. Daniel Jones comes in ahead of schedule. He was not very good. He was, I guess you can say, even below Daniel Jones' standards. Now, it's not easy to come in when someone goes down with an injury. He knew when he was coming in, or at least he thought he knew when he was coming in, and it didn't work out that way. But Daniel Jones completed fewer than 50% of his passes. Okay? And in the regular season, he's never had a sub-60% year. Now, of course, this is just one game, and it's a preseason game. But 10 of 21 for 144 yards, taking a sack. No touchdowns, no interceptions. It's just not good enough. You think about the opportunity that Daniel Jones squandered last night in this 24-16 loss in the NFL preseason. Again, it's only a preseason game, but if Richardson went down with an injury, granted a very minor injury, but it would have us saying, oh, yeah, this guy, he gets hurt a lot, maybe he's injury prone, and then after that, Daniel Jones swoops in and goes 17 of 21 for 235 yards and a touchdown. How different the narrative would be right now. We would say, you know what? Anthony Richardson always gets hurt. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones, he's not elite, but he'll move the sticks. Maybe this is your guy. But I think it's very clear that Jones is leaving the door wide open for Anthony Richardson to come back quickly, I might add, with this minor injury. Thank God it's only a minor injury. And the quarterback competition is alive and well. Yeah, a speed bump for Richardson. Yeah, a curveball for us in talking about it. And what's interesting is, in these preseason games, I think we go in and we think, okay, we're going to get some answers to the questions that we've been posing all offseason long. I don't know about you. I leave last night's game thinking, I have more questions than I did yesterday. I have more questions than I did at 6 o'clock when the preseason game began. Daniel Jones, 10 of 21, 144 yards, took a sack just as Richardson did, which ended up dislocating his right pinky finger on his throwing hand. Richardson, 2 of 3, 21 yards in a 24-16 loss against Baltimore. Okay. Again, that is a Seamer's Glass score check. Seamer's Glass celebrating 80 years of service in Jasper, Princeton, and in Evansville. Call Seamer's Glass, 812-422-4149. Again, 812-422-4149 for a cracked windshield or anything around the house. The other news from the quarterback position from last night is Riley Leonard. Now, Riley Leonard, for those who are struggling to connect dots here, the old Notre Dame quarterback was taken in the 6th round of the 2025 draft. QB3, he's a rookie. So what are we going to see from Riley Leonard? Well, it's interesting, because he had a mixed bag. He had some moments. We know what he can do. He's a smart quarterback. He's been in college football a long time. Remember, he began his career at Duke, played a lot of ACC football there, and then got promoted in the portal to Notre Dame. And as we know, as we heard on 97.7 last year on a Friday night, Notre Dame took down IU in the college football playoff. Riley Leonard has played in big games, and there's a lot to like about him. I think his ceiling is a good, reliable, solid backup quarterback. And I think the Colts are really hoping that that's what he'll give you. He can be a cheap option at backup quarterback. If you don't want to keep Daniel Jones long term, say Anthony Richardson emerges, you don't want to keep Daniel Jones long term, you can keep Riley Leonard on a rookie deal, on a sixth-round salary. But that's only if he's a serviceable backup. Think about what's happening with the Lions right now. They took Hendon Hooker a couple of years ago from Tennessee, thinking, okay, we'll stick him on the end of the bench, played SEC football, he can be our backup quarterback behind Jared Goff, and oh gosh, he looked terrible in the Hall of Fame game. And people in Detroit now freaking out saying, we don't have a backup quarterback. Well, for the Colts, they have their backup quarterback. It's whoever loses the quarterback competition, but we still want to see what the kid can do. Riley Leonard, 12 of 24, threw an interception, 92 yards. So not great, as we know. He had the lowest quarterback rating of the three. Granted, Richardson only threw three passes. But Riley Leonard got his first taste of NFL football. Again, a sixth-round quarterback, a rookie. This is his first game on the road. I don't know how much you were expecting. I wasn't expecting much else. Ran a little bit, had that 21-yard scramble, 34 yards total on four carries for Riley Leonard, who's a more mobile quarterback than I think people realize. So that's kind of the quarterback recap, if you will. Daniel Jones got more playing time than he thought he would. Riley Leonard, he got plenty of run. We knew he would. And Richardson goes down with a pinky injury, but he'll be back very soon because the x-rays came back clean. It's just a dislocation on his right pinky finger. Okay, so now the quarterbacks are out of the way. Let's talk about the biggest star of the game, Tyler Warren. We talked about him yesterday. Bonafide star at tight end, coming from Penn State. Consensus first-round pick in all the mocks. Colts stole him at 14. I couldn't believe he fell. And he only gets three targets. Makes three catches, 40 yards, popped one off for 23. And there is a lot to like about Tyler Warren. I love him. And I think whoever wins this quarterback position battle, whether it is Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson, they better make sure that they're looking underneath for Tyler Warren. Because this guy is strong. After the catch, he's going to make you pay. You try to go for him. You try to tackle him. Good luck. He's running through you. He can play more like a receiver. He has great hands. I think he is a stud, a future Pro Bowler for the Titans. It's exciting to get a guy like him. Not much out of the running back position. Touchdown for Khalil Herbert, which is kind of a big deal considering where he was on the initial depth chart. Herbert had seven carries, only 29 yards, had the one-yard touchdown. But Herbert, who has NFL experience, unlike some of the guys ahead of him, was listed as running back four on the initial depth chart. I thought that was interesting. He gets the touchdown, the only touchdown of the day for the Colts offense, and that's what ends up happening. In the 24-16 loss for the Colts, in the preseason opener. Do we care that they lost? No, at least I don't. Again, this is position battle season, and this is don't get hurt season. And I guess the Colts end up being okay, all things considered. Because, yeah, Richardson went down, but he'll be back. Just a dislocated pinky. He'll be okay, I suppose. You hold your breath. You're a little nervous considering his injury history, but it's going to end up being okay. So that's the good news. That's the offensive side of the ball. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. It did not go well. Now, only 24 points allowed. I'm not talking about how the defense performed. I'm talking about the injuries. Okay, the edge rusher from Ohio State, second-round pick, JT Tulimoyau. He goes down with a knee injury, which is obviously disappointing. Second-round pick, you're expecting a lot from him. But he was really good. Two tackles for loss, two solo tackles, a sack, pass deflection, forced fumble, and he goes down with a knee injury. So you can't make that up. But, oh wait, it gets worse for the Colts. Justin Wally, the third-round pick out of Minnesota. Cornerback, who is in contention to be a starter as a rookie. He's done for the year. A torn ACL. Can you believe that? It doesn't get much worse. We're hoping for good news on the edge rusher from Ohio State. Really tough name to pronounce, by the way. I'm trying not to say it all that much because I don't want to test my luck. In the same way that Colts fans were testing their luck last night every time someone strapped up and hopped on the field. Because there was something in the air in Baltimore last night. Richardson goes down with an injury. Granted, it's very minor. But it does affect the quarterback position battle. And you lose two of your top three draft picks on the defensive side of the ball. They're gone. Hopefully, you get good news on the second round guy. But Wally from Minnesota, DB, who was a stud in camp from what I'm hearing. Shane Steichen said he was in contention to start. Guess what? You're going to see him next year, hopefully, after a torn ACL. So, yeah, that's how the preseason opener went for the Indianapolis Colts. Didn't go well. More on this in a moment. But first, Spanky's is the best place in town for crispy cracker crust pizza. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends and the family. Bring them down to Spanky's on the west side in Schnucks Plaza and downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's. Cash in on the best crispy cracker crust pizza in town. So I was trying to do both things, trying to accomplish both, because there's a lot of negative in here from the injuries, especially to the rookies. There's also a lot of positive. There is. And if you as a Colts fan can acknowledge that this team is not competing seriously for a Super Bowl this year, if you can accept that, if you can do that, then this season can be enjoyable for you. And it can be successful even without a run into the postseason, though I think they could sneak in. You're not seriously competing for a Super Bowl. If you can accept that, fine. You know, if you can accept that this season is about developing young talent. So Tyler Warren catching three passes yesterday. Adonai Mitchell catching two. If you can look at those as positives, then good. That's healthy. But if you can't, I understand. I do. That you're more of a realist. You just want to win games. Well, then it's going to be a long year for you. Especially when you lose some key players due to injury in the first preseason game of the year. Remember, you still have more preseason to play. More guys can get hurt. I'm not hoping for it, but this is what happens in a contact sport. When you make contact, guys can go down, and it's a risk. But Shane Steichen, remember, he's saying that they want more contact in practice, higher energy, higher competition. He knew the risk that he was accepting when he did that. Now, this is not on him. This happened in a preseason game. It can happen to anyone. But this is what happens when you put your body on the line before week one of the NFL regular season. Your season can end before it starts. And it looks like that's what happened for that kid Wally, the cornerback from Minnesota, third-round pick. And hopefully, it's not what happened for anyone else on the Colts roster from last night. Again, we're here on WREF, the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. And I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. After a 24-16 loss in the preseason opener for the Indianapolis Colts, we're going to talk more about them next week, getting ready for preseason game number two and get a little bit better an idea of how Shane Steichen is planning on approaching the quarterback competition, the quarterback reps. But remember, next game for the Colts will not be on a Thursday like it was this week. It's actually going to be on Saturday the 16th against Green Bay at home. If you're heading out to Lucas Oil, have some fun and watch some football in person, professional football for the first time this year. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.